faithless works, and old age. The story of Sarah, wife of Abraham, is found in the book of Genesis. Please read Genesis chapters 16 through 25. This assignment gives you an immediate opportunity to be diligent. Do it. Sarai is introduced in the 11th chapter of Genesis as a descendant in the lineage of Shem, a son of Noah. She became the wife of Abram of Ur of the Chaldees, whom God renamed Abraham, literally father of a multitude. It is recorded here that Sarai was barren. She had no child. Genesis 11:30. Genesis 12 records God's call to Abram to come out of his homeland and begin a journey. It also records God's promise to Abram's descendants. Genesis 15 documents God telling Abram his purpose for bringing him to this place, to inherit this land. This inheritance was not only for Abram, it was also for all his descendants, who God said would be as numerous as the stars of heaven. Sarai traveled, stopped for a while, then traveled some more. She spent much of her life trekking through the Promised Land, a land promised by God through Abraham to generations unborn. Genesis 16 begins with this statement. Now Sarai, Abram's wife, had borne him no children. Still, Sarai had no children, not one baby. Scripture teaches that barrenness is a curse. Bearing children is a blessing. Sarai was understandably frustrated, and she did what most of us have done. She allowed a wrong attitude to influence her actions. What was she thinking? What would we have been thinking? It probably would have been something like this. Well, God, if you don't care enough to do something about this situation, I will. This is getting to be ridiculous. Do you know how old I am, God? I obviously am not able to have a baby, so I'll find someone who is. I'll straighten out this mess myself. And Sarai devised a plan. Not God's plan, Sarai's plan. We've done the same thing, although we might not have said it out loud. We've blamed God in our hearts for the disappointments and shortcomings in our lives. Just like Sarai, we've come up with our own desperate solutions, much to our own hurt. Sarai interrupted her purpose in God, producing out of her own frustration Ishmael. She hated what had been produced because Ishmael personified a faithless work that mocked her own purpose and reminded her of the mistakes she'd made every time she saw the boy or his mother. To make matters worse, she and many others now knew for a fact that the 86-year-old Abram was not the problem in her failure to conceive. She was. It is very difficult for us to admit that we lack faith. It's easier to blame God and shove our problems off on someone else. How many times have we asked ourselves, "Now what am I supposed to do?" If we will ask God instead of ourselves, He will show us. Abram continued to walk with God. God made a covenant with him and changed his name to Abraham. He instructed Abraham to change his wife's name to Sarah. No longer was she to be called Sarai. And of Sarah, God said, "And I will bless her, and also give you a son by her. And then I will bless her, and she shall be a mother of nations. Kings of peoples shall be from her." Genesis 17:16. God made it very clear to Abraham that he would have a son by his wife Sarah. Then God said, "Yes, but your wife Sarah will bear you a son, and you will call him Isaac. I will establish my covenant with him as an everlasting covenant from his descendants after mine. My covenant I will establish with Isaac, whom Sarah will bear to you by this time next year." Genesis 17:19 through 21. As surely as Abraham was to be the father of multitudes, Sarah was to be the mother. They were connected in purpose. Finally, Sarah received personal revelation. Faith comes by hearing the specific word God is speaking to our heart personally. Faith comes through revelation, not by general knowledge of His word. Speaking of Himself, the Lord asked Abraham, and Sarah heard the Lord say, "Is anything too hard for the Lord? I will return to you at the appointed time next year, and Sarah will have a son." Genesis 18:14. Genesis 21 reveals God's faithfulness to His word. And the Lord visited Sarah, as He had said. And the Lord did for Sarah, as He had spoken. For Sarah conceived and bore Abraham a son in his old age, at the set time of which God had spoken to him. And Abraham called the name of his son, who was born to him, whom Sarah bore to him, Isaac. Sarah conceived at long last, Isaac was born, beginning the fulfillment of as many descendants as the stars of the heavens and the sands of the seashore. Still today, Abraham's seed is coming forth. How did conception happen for Sarah? How will it happen for us? By faith, Sarah herself also received strength to conceive seed, and she bore a child when she was past the age, because she judged him faithful who had promised. Hebrews 11:11. We are not meant to be barren. Women are built to reproduce, both naturally and spiritually. The answer to any form of barrenness is faith in God. As long as we blame God, we remain barren. Once we believe God, we are empowered to reproduce for Him. Belief is faith. Sarah believed God. We must do the same. Hebrews 11:6 teaches that we cannot please God without faith. It is impossible. Unless we have faith in Him, He cannot please us by giving us our heart's desires. Will we believe that God is and that He is a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him? Are we willing to let go of our own way of doing things and let God have His way with us? If we are, we will reproduce His promises. Arise from barrenness, damsel, and have faith in God. Conceive God's promises for your life and produce fruit that remains. This is God's design for woman.